This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. This week we are doing an odd little thing here. We're going to... Paul has seen this movie that he talks about called, like... What's it? It's Train to Busan 2. What's it called?
Oh, God. All right. How about I just do the intro today? My name is Paul. A little peek behind the curtains. We're recording a bit out of order, and Wayne, dear God, is so busy, he can't watch a film. Which is amazing.
I would have had to watch two films.
For a movie podcast. But anyway, I agreed to review the sequel to one of my favorite films of the 2010s, Train to Busan. Now, Anyone listening to our show knows all about my love for that particular one. This one is called Peninsula, but in America it was marketed as Train to Busan Presents Peninsula. Okay, directed by Yeon Sang-ho and starring a bunch of people from Korea whom I cannot pronounce.
Oh, damn it, I was hoping for a
shot. It was 116 minutes long, the budget was $16 million, and despite being in a COVID world, has reportedly taken around the world $35.4 million. So it's already in profit.
Bugger.
Given I can't imagine that they spend double the amount of the budget on advertising in Korea.
Well, I've never heard of it.
It was worldwide released largely simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So in America, it came out, and here, it came out to download at the same time you can see it in the cinema. I went along to an advanced screening.
Oh, nice.
I mean, one available to the public so anyone could go to.
Yeah.
And took my fiance.
I was going to say, your daughter. What? Yeah, your fiance.
No, it took my fiance
who
likes the first film enough, given it's a zombie survival horror film, and hence my love for it. And we went and saw this. It's very different.
All right. Now, first of all, give me a couple of lines on that first one. No. I don't know anything about zombies. I don't even know shit about trains.
Train to Busan, which is, I wish you would damn well watch. Now, so what we're going to do here today, Wayne's going to ask some questions posing as you, the audience, and I'm going to give you those
answers.
I'll try
and be your voice.
And non-spoilers to start for the first half of the... There'll be some spoilers for Train to Busan about to hit, but for the purposes of Peninsula, will remain spoiler-free.
Okay.
Now, Train to Busan, for... anyone who's never listened to this, I can't imagine why you would, never listened to our podcast before, I'm a big champion of it. It was one of my top five films of the 2010s.
I remember.
I love the shit out of the film. It is a zombie survival apocalyptic film.
Right.
Right. Where, well, not apocalyptic, that's wrong. It's happening as the apocalypse is unfolding.
Yep.
So,
okay.
The zombie uprising has happened and a bunch of characters get on a train from Seoul to Busan, hence Train to Busan.
Got it.
That Busan is one of the last places... that in Korea, South Korea, that is safe from the zombies. So it's like, that's the haven they're going to.
And it's a bunch of people in that train.
Bunch of people. They get killed off progressively through the film.
Because there's a damn zombie on board. Or some zombies.
Which then there's lots of zombies on board and they get off at one train station and there's heaps of zombies.
Oh,
and
I see.
It's chaos and it's great fun.
I can see how this is your film.
And the zombies have some traits. Like, for example, when it's dark, they don't move.
Oh.
Unless they hear a sound. They freeze.
Really?
Right. So that's
nice, new. That's new.
Nice is little new? Conceit to the film. Yeah. Something different for the zombie genre. This film then actually starts around the same time as Train to Busan with a sort of prologue scene.
So not the same characters or anything?
No one from Train to Busan who survives, and there aren't many of them, are in Peninsula.
Right.
It's a whole new set of characters. And basically, after the prologue scene, which shows how a family is torn asunder, literally, by the zombie apocalypse...
Mm-hmm.
The surviving soldier who's moved over to Hong Kong 4 years later, and he, as a survivor of South Korea, is sent back by a mob boss to collect this big bunch of money that's been left.
In this world, so this is still getting overrun by zombies, and he has to go back.
No, it's contained to South Korea.
Oh, okay.
It never got beyond that.
Oh, right.
So South Korea is kind of an apocalyptic wasteland.
Huh. Interesting.
The rest of the world continues as per normal.
All right.
This guy who's broken from what happens in the prologue of the film and his brother-in-law are sent back with a couple other characters to go and retrieve $20 million worth of US money to try and increase their standing in the Hong Kong society because the refugees from Korea aren't treated well.
Okay.
That's the basic premise of the
film. All right.
They get over there. As you can imagine, shit goes south and we're left with a battle for survival. People who have survived for 4 years, they meet up with them. A bunch of disparate, horrible characters who have banded together to be this kind of loose army unit who are just killing anyone they can to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, Train to Busan Peninsula, presents Peninsula, becomes this trite, very played out cliche of
whoa
humans
are worse than zombies.
Are you telling me it's shit?
It's not shit. It's just really disappointing.
I see. Same director?
It is the same director. Same co-writer. He had another co-writer come in with him on this particular one. It's 116 minutes long.
Mm.
It's long. And it's, instead of being this horror action thriller, it's almost like this Mad Max apocalyptic wannabe. It's what, so strange.
What
how
do you think went
shifted.
Wrong here?
I just think they got the brief wrong. You know, I think it's a little bit like they've channeled you.
Well, eat my balls, but more importantly,
damn.
I mean, look, I was never going to be impressed at a zombie film, but the fact that you didn't hit the mark for you when you loved the first one so much.
Love it so much. Look, maybe it's high expectations. I tried to downplay them. I really, really did. Maybe because I loved the first one so much, this one didn't play out, but yet 51%.
It sounds like it messed up.
51% of Rotten Tomatoes really plays into what I'm saying.
Yeah, see, yeah. It sounds like it messed up.
Metacritic's around about the same. It's not much better. This film, across the board, is getting mid-range grades, is what it's going to get from me as well. Because it's not a bad film. If you watch this film on its own without seeing the original, I think you dig it. Love it, but I think you dig it. So behind the curtains again, you and I were going to see this film together.
Yeah.
And because of the advanced screen. As it turned out, I thought, you know what? I'll be smart about this. I know Patsy likes the first one.
Mm-hmm.
She'll probably agree to come with me if I take her on a date, whatever, sure, which is sure. What I did. And, you know, she said the same thing. She's like, that was just a totally different film.
Really?
The first one, scary is maybe not the right word, but it's incredibly tense.
Okay.
Incredibly tense. And you really care about the characters.
As befits like a lot of Korean films I've seen, that's what they do really well.
This film, you don't give one flying fuck.
Then this is a failure.
It kind of, if it wasn't for my affection for the genre, for the subgenre of zombie films.
Yeah.
And some pretty cool, there's some cool shots, there's some cool moments, there's a couple of cool action scenes. The guy, the main character, you know, he has some cool moves and whatever else in the film.
Mm.
But it's, like I said, it's more Thunderdome meets Fury Road than it is Train to Busan.
And still you didn't like it. See what I'm saying here? They messed up.
No, because I wanted Train to Busan. I didn't want Thunderdome or fucking Fury Road.
Let me ask you this. The classic movie to me that is, look, it's not bad, it just wasn't, is the difference between Avengers and Avengers Age of Ultron.
That's not a bad analogy, actually.
Is it like, it's on that sort of level?
But
like,
except Avengers Age of Ultron is exactly the same genre. It's not
true, I see what
dabbling
you mean.
Around in a different genre than what you're expecting. Like, if I want to see a sequel to a zombie horror film, I want to see a zombie fucking horror film. I don't want to see a fucking apocalyptic wasteland action film.
So does that mean that this, were there zombies in this one?
Yeah, but
but there was not prominent like the other one?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So now this is
they're
like
not the main threat anymore. The main threat is this disparate group of soldiers.
Oh, he's trying to go deep. He's done that one. He's done it the way he wants to do. Now let's go another way. Unfortunately, the audience didn't want that.
No. And it's just such a miscalculation.
Yeah.
So The Walking Dead has just announced it's coming to an end at the end of 2022. Basically, the end of season 11, they're going to finish it. Right?
About fucking time.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Have you still watching?
I am, but...
Really?
Patsy and I almost hate watching it now.
Were you rage-watching?
How much is this going to fucking suck tonight? It's a little sad, but also in this day and age, there's not that much else to watch.
Piss off!
No. I mean,
of
things
you're
committed to
for
7, 8
years.
Agreed.
I know how you feel.
I want to see it through. Especially now I know there is an end, I'll probably see it through.
It's like me and Heroes.
Yeah.
I saw every frame of it, and I'm like, this is shit, but I got to finish it.
So we're kind of waiting for the next wave of things to come out. Now, really? 6 months on from the beginning of, or the real beginning of the pandemic, months on, now's when we're going to have a dearth of quality releases because that's when
there's nothing
the
in the chamber.
Effect,
yes, yeah.
Happens. So we're like, there's no Survivor season coming because they had to stop filming that shit, right?
Shit.
Anything along those lines is now affected. Now we're seeing, we're still seeing things that released that were largely filmed or almost filmed. Not the big budget, big CGI stuff, but anything else that could have been completed post.
In
6 months? Now we're seeing that.
Yeah.
If this doesn't get any better in the next 2 or 3 months, there's going to be nothing.
Yeah. Even, the Batman started filming and then Arpat's got COVID. Right?
So the report is, I don't think he's confirmed that, has he? But
don't know. But how did they even start filming again anyway?
Well, apparently the film industry in Hollywood and the like, among the studios, created these COVID protocols, which clearly are worth jack shit.
Yeah.
Which is why Tom Cruise has hired a fucking super yacht or whatever to film Mission Impossible 7 on.
Yeah, that's right.
At considerable expense. That said, as the bloke never watched what happened on the Ruby Princess.
Because
if shit gets out, or the Diamond Princess, whatever it was called.
there must have been some consideration like that. There's no way in this climate you go, I'll get me a boat. You know, like a big ass city ass boat.
I got a boat, yo!
Yeah. This, he must have had like, all right, anyone who gets COVID has to die. Like, we'll just cap you and throw you off the fight. Anyway.
Right, so that's my general thoughts about Train to Busan presents Peninsula. I want to get into the spoilers on the other side, if I may, because you're never going to watch this fucking movie.
Spoil away, my man.
Yeah, so let's hit the button and get into that.
You can't handle the truth!
That should be our spoiler sound effect. I'm just leaving that in.
Actually, that's spoilers. That's fair enough.
That's spoilers for Train to Busan presents Peninsula. Okay, so this film, mate and his brother-in-law, obviously his sister has died in the opening scenes of the film, and his nephew and niece? Anyway, his kid,
the main dude.
Yeah, they've died as well. So his brother-in-law hates him because he thinks he could have saved them, and he really couldn't. He did his level best.
Okay.
So they carry that into this second part of the film. They're the only two that survive the initial onslaught, and we get two groups that try to or become involved with them. The baddies I alluded to earlier.
Yes.
And this small family unit, a mum, her dad, and the two kids. There's a teenage girl and then a younger kid.
Yeah.
And they rescue the main character, but the brother-in-law gets taken by the baddies. And he gets put in this like Thunderdome-esque kind of, here's all the people we've captured up against the zombies. We release, oh, entertainment.
Really? Because this is Korea. They've actually built an infrastructure where you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's shit. Oh, look, I don't know, but it seems shit. It seems shit.
The things I establish in the first film that zombies, as I implied, respond to noise.
Yeah, yeah.
It only works when it works in the film. Like, it's convenient to the plot. Yeah, so they could be driving along.
Inconsistency will fuck anything like that.
Driving along with, the engine's roaring. And until the shot pulls back wide enough to see the zombies surging in from the sides, there are no zombies.
Exactly, that's shit.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Even as a man who doesn't know anything about.
And unfortunately, those shots where they pull wide and come back, they look like PS3 fucking graphics. They're just, it's not up to the standard.
Really?
It's a $16 million film. Okay.
What was Train to Busan like, you reckon?
The graphics, they were still ropey in places, but you forgive it because there was nothing grandiose.
Exactly.
Right? It's not going for the big, huge, wide open, sweeping shot. This had a bigger budget, I have no doubt, but it doesn't use it as well.
No good.
And then, here's the real killer. In Train to Busan, but lots of people, and this is why it's so highly regarded, genuinely come to care about the central relationship and a couple of the great supporting characters.
Yeah.
In this film, tries to evoke the same moments, right down to the point where a parent is going to die to save their children, which is what happens in the first one.
Cool.
Doesn't happen
you
in this
don't
one,
care.
But it's extended, I swear to God, over 2 minutes of footage.
What are you...
Super slow-mo, anguishly reaching, zombies coming up behind them. I'm meant to care and I don't. It's like, just get on with it. This film's fucking too long.
I would be interested to see is there a different editor, do you think, on this one? Because it seems...
for sure.
Because what happens to you, right? When you nail something so hard like that one and, you know, then you come back again, do you get cocky? Do you fall in love with your own genius? What happens that you fuck up so bad?
So, here's the thing. The guy who did Train to Busan did a prequel film, an animated prequel film called Soul Station.
Okay.
Which was kind of supposed to show the origins of the zombie outbreak, which just happened in the film, as opposed to you seeing how and why. It sucks. It's not good.
Oh, really?
So now, in this universe, we have three Train to Busan films. Only one of them is really great. I think that film was the fluke.
Yeah. Isn't that horrible? See, and you say, like you said, oh, you have a different editor, this, that, whatever. If it's either a fluke or it's a Larry David, Jerry Seinfeld situation. Where Larry David was a real genius.
Maybe.
I mean, you know, and then they left. Horrible.
He did another one which is okay called Psychokinesis. It's on Netflix. You can watch that one right now if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
At least here in Australia. I'm not sure about in the States or the UK. And that's fine. Like, it's a 3-star film. No problem. And I'm erring. As much as I'm shitting on this film in terms of what I'm talking about, it's only because I was so disappointed. It's fine.
Fine how? Fine.
I reckon if you had we gone to the cinema and watched this, you'd have gone, that was all right.
Okay.
Like, because you, even though I would have said to you it's a zombie horror film, you'd say, oh, the zombies weren't that bad, and they weren't that scary, and the horror was pretty lame, but the action was cool.
Okay.
So that's, if you're looking for decent, cool CGI-infused action.
See, I'm glad to hear this, because if I were to have gone to this movie with you, I would have seen the first one. I would have gone out of my way to see the first one.
Good.
So, and I would have had your disappointment.
I don't know whether you would have loved the first one, but you would have appreciated it. You would have said, I can see the craftsmanship.
No, I think it would go that way. So, I mean, you know, I mean, what's your score?
All right, then. So let's give it a score. It's a disappointing sequel. It's not worth seeing at the cinema. Just download it on video on demand and pay your $4 or $5. If you're a big fan of the first one, that's totally worth doing as long as you've got a decent enough screen to support it. I give this a 57.
57. And how much for Train to Busan?
Train to Busan's a 93.
Whoa! Okay, I can see why you're pissed.
Yep.
All right. Fair enough. By the way, I love these types of reviews on horror films where you just tell me about it and I'm like, what?
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's not even really a horror film. It's fucking annoying.
Put a zombie in a film, I'm going to call it a horror.
Yeah, no. I think it definitely should be categorized as horror, but it's absolutely not. And that's where it really, really drops the ball.
Yeah, maybe I would like it then.
So there you are. That's I guess it's a...
Did Patsy like it?
Same as me. Her exact words were, it's a totally different film.
Okay, fair enough. Nice one.
All right.
Thank you for that.
Thank you so much for joining us for this different kind of view on the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast. Have you seen Peninsula? Did you like it? Did you not? Let us know via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thecountdownpc, via the Facebook listener community link in the show notes, or follow us on Podbean where we host the show. You can do that and like the episodes and shit as well. And that's it from us. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And there's no real need to use the soundboard, but I fucking will.
There never is a need.
Train to Busan.
Fuck you.
But not Peninsula. We'll catch you next time.
Oh, God.